How's it going? Yeah. There you are. Welcome to the Just for Laughs Montreal New Faces Unwrapped. Are you guys excited? We'll have fun. We're going to have a great time. It's been, some of the shows have been rough. Canada is the only place where you can bomb, but everyone's smiling. I call it the Canada smile. You're just eating shit, absolute death, but everyone is eye contact, looks like they'd give you a kidney, just like, yeah. This is not for me. But I would lend you $50,000. Just like the nicest folks. I'm glad we're back. I really need this. I'm not taking it for granted. I had a baby during the lockdown. You don't have to applaud. But you elected to. That is beautiful. Some of you did. Most of you fuckers just sat it out. See, the problem is, are you going to a lot of shows? I am too. Here's the problem with festivals, man. Comedy is like sex. It's better when it's unexpected. This is like a sex festival. You've already been to 3 fucks today. A 12 o'clock sex, 8 o'clock sex, now you're this fucking sex. It's too much sex. All these people are gonna come out and drop their robe and you're like, I'm not horny anymore. Well, you get horny. This is their dream. You get fucking rock hard for these motherfuckers. Or really humid, your choice. You didn't like that. You have to be better for these people. You cannot like me. Take a break. Take a 6-minute break for old lesbian Val Kilmer. That's okay. You can sit me out. Welcome. I'm not one of those mean comics. I'm actually saying welcome. Look at this piece of shit who paid a lot of money to come and watch this. Welcome. Hello. Oh, you are very good. I'm glad. Are you guys ready to get going? You're a wonderful crowd. Let's keep this very same applause going for the first performer coming to the stage from San Francisco. Give it up for Orion Levine, everybody. Orion!
Yes! Yes, it's happening. Let's do it. It's happening. Are you guys excited to be here? I mean, come on. It's going to be a good show. You have no idea. It's going to be a great show. Trust me, I do bad shows all the time, okay? Almost exclusively, I do bad shows all the time. Seriously, I did a private gig once, not to brag. I did a private gig for my family, and they hated the show. Tough crowd, super white, and they hated the show. They had 2 notes for me, really. They said I was too dirty and ruined Thanksgiving or whatever, but can't complain, still got paid, stole $100 out of my aunt's purse, so. No, that's a joke. I love my aunt. It's her sister I can't fucking stand. That's my mom, if you're working on that joke. It's my mom. My mom sucks. She's the worst. I blocked her on Instagram. I had enough. She wouldn't stop DMing me motivational pictures. She sent me an image of a bumblebee, and in cursive over the bumblebee, it said, "Be who you want to be." Now I want to be an orphan. That's where I'm at. Yes. That's my mom. Then there's my dad. My dad just got married. I have a stepmom now. Any stepmoms here? Show your titties. Where are they at? Let's see. Okay. Balcony, maybe? Okay. One day this will work. I guarantee it. Otherwise, what is this all for? Yeah, my dad got married. He's on his 3rd marriage, my dad. He's like a Mormon in slow motion at this point. All right, don't get weird about a Mormon joke. There's no Mormons here, right? We're all vaccinated. Anyways. Yes, yes. 3rd marriage. By the 3rd marriage, your wedding vows start to sound like Craigslist posts. It'll be like, till death do us part, or best offer. Cash only. My stepmom's weird. She is a Catholic woman, which is just kind of weird. It's for our family, it's just different. We're Jewish, I'm Jewish. Any Jewish people here? Show your titties, where are they at? Let's see, okay, all right, hell yes. All right, good to see you. I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. That's one of the 3 main types of Jews, sir. You look like you don't know. There's 3 types. three main types of Jews. You got Ashkenazi, Sephardic, and Labradoodle. Those are the three main types. I'm not the best Jew by any means. I'll admit that right now. I was in synagogue and my rabbi asked me if I ever read the Torah. I was like, no, bro. I'm still working on The Prisoner of Azkaban, okay? Give me a second. I am Jewish. I don't really have the Jewish look, I don't think. I don't look that Jewish. I think it's my hair, right? I have Christian hair. Right? Like this is good neighbor hair. It's missionary hair. Both sexually and occupationally, this is missionary hair. 100%. Yes. Okay, this feels pretty good. Start my time. Let's get into it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. All right. That felt patronizing, but I appreciate it. I really do. Okay. Anyways, my dad is not on Instagram. He's on a different app called Voicemail. And pretty heavily into the voicemail, my dad. Every day, new voicemail from my dad. Never wants any valuable information. He sticks to the shit that's on my phone already. He'll be like, hey son, it's me, your dad. And I am calling you at 2:35 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, June 13th. And the weather's fair, high of 73, low of 62. NASDAQ's down 6 points. Anyways, go ahead and give me a call back at 415-862-5204. Again, that's plus one, 415-862. This is a real phone number, 5204. Give him a call. I refused to convert to Celsius for that joke. I will not apologize. I did talk a lot of shit about my family today. But I want you to know that I love my family. I'm a middle child. I'm also the middle most successful. Like, my older brother is crushing it right now. He owns a Tesla. I don't know if that's an indicator. He's so annoying about it, though. He bikes to work every single day. Isn't that obnoxious? That'd be like if I was dating Beyonce, but fucking a bike. That's what that'd be like. And there's me in the middle. I've got a Prius, just one small step below is the Prius. And then there's my younger brother who's doing the worst out of all of us. He's a rapper. He's a white rapper. No car, on foot, white rapper. That's his rap name. Just an uphill battle, right? White rapper, that's uphill, that's hard. You know, white rappers are a lot like black golfers if you think about it. Only one really comes to mind. Sometimes people argue with me, they'll yell out the names of other white rappers, but if anyone in this theater can name two black golfers, I'll retire the fucking joke. Fuck. It's my best joke. I will not retire that joke. Well played, sir. The farthest we've gotten so far is one time someone yelled out Obama, so. My brother's a rapper, he's also a conspiracy theorist, so. Yeah, he's ruined a few group chats for sure. And my family's freaking out about it. They want him to change. I want him to pursue his dreams. They make mine seem reasonable. It's a lot easier to tell your parents you want to be a comedian if your brother's mixtape is called The Illuminati is for Show. I'm Orion Levine. Thank you so much.
Orion Levine. The Jew with Pete Holmes hair, let's be honest. That is the goyest hair you've ever had. Also, Vijay Singh is not black. I had to come to Canada to explain this to you. Sing. Not black. VJ. That's where you got confused. That's where you got confused. This next performer, let's start clapping right now, comes from Fairfield, California. Give it up right now for Kalia McNeil, everybody. Kalia!
What's going on? I am clearly the diversity hire. I hit 2 check boxes. I'll let you decide which one that is. And no, I'm not one of the T's, so relax, okay? How's everybody doing? We're good, we're good. I'm excited to be here. I'm based out of LA and I do a lot of traveling with comedy. Every time I travel, somebody's like, oh my God, you live in LA, how? It's getting so bad. I'm like, bitch, where have you been? Nobody has ever said I need peace and tranquility. Let me move to fucking South Central, bitch. Like, it's been bad, you know? My mom called me the other day. She's like, Kalia, I want you to be careful. I was watching the news. There was a flash mob robbery in the Gucci store. Bitch, what does that have to do with me? Like, the most expensive thing I have on right now is a tampon, and that's a problem. That's crazy. I'm risking toxic shock as much as these things cost up in this bitch. I'm hour 7. You understand me? If I could just stand like this for 3 to 5 days, a bitch would, just real hard. Concentrate. Shit is crazy. They're doing these things in LA now called follow home robberies. Have y'all heard of this? They're like, no, because it's safe here. Congratulations. Listen, I'm purposely walking the streets at 2 a.m. tonight, and I don't care. I love it. So they're doing these things, follow home robberies. So somebody will be in the store, like in the mall, like in a high-end store, like the Gucci store or something like that, and somebody will be watching you in the store. They will then follow you to your car, where they have a team of people who follow you home and rob you in your driveway, in your garage. Y'all are looking at me terrified. I didn't do it. I read about it on Facebook. I'm 30. So it's like, when I'm hearing about these robberies, I'm like, I don't see how you could do, because as a black person, you can't follow me all the way home now. You understand me? I'm always looking behind me because there's weed in the car. I need to know. Like, is that a bike rack or is that the cops, nigga? Oh, shit, put it in your coochie, bitch, that's the cops. Then when the cops drive by, you act like you ain't see him, you just start dancing and shit. He's still there? Shit, there's a red light? Follow home robberies. Listen, if I'm driving and you make the same 2 turns as me, I'm not going home anymore, nigga, I'm just going. I'm gonna let you pass me, I'm gonna follow you for a little bit, see who sent you. Make no sense. I got fired from Uber like that. That's a true story. Pre-pandemic, oh, they were selective. Lady got in my car talking about she was late for work. I'm like, bitch, this Celica has been behind us for 2 miles. I don't know if it's you or me, but I'm gonna slow down. You can roll out, bitch, but we're not stopping. I owe people. You never know. Follow home robberies. That is absurd. That is absolutely crazy. I was visiting home. I'm originally from the Bay Area near San Francisco. I was doing some shows. I like to make some time, spend time with family while I'm doing shows up there. I'm with my dad. Now, I'm going to start this off by, my dad is in his 70s. He's a black man, clearly. So he's pretty much, he doesn't like anybody anymore. Like, I told him I was going to Canada. He said, you be careful up there with them folk. I don't know who them folk is, but I think it's y'all. So we're in his truck, and he's going off because he thinks somebody been following him. Now, my dad, he won't say the N-word, but he says brother with such a hard B that I feel like sometimes he just to say nigga sometimes. So we in the car, and he's like, this bitch-ass brother been following me. You see that? I'm like, you called him a bitch. You could say nigga. So he mad. He going off. Talking about he want to see what he talking about because he following him. I'm waiting for my dad to calm down because I'm looking at him. I'm like, bro, we are in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You are following the person in front of you. He's like, nah, he pulled in at the same time as me. I'm about to pull over and see what this brother talking about. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now, I'm thinking there's about to be unnecessary violence because up until this point, I always thought my dad was very tough until that day. Because growing up, he used to tell me, yeah, I left North Carolina when I was 17. moved to Oakland, joined the Black Panthers, that's where I met your mama. And he always rub his dick when he say, met your mama. You know? So I'm like, man, this man about to get his ass whooped. I'm hoping this guy just leaves Chick-fil-A. Of course, he pulls over, starts eating his food in the car. My dad looks at me like, see what I'm talking about? Come on, let's go. And I'm like, nigga, I am a lesbian. I'm not a boy. What you mean, come on? I'm not finna fight. I'm gonna get footage for TikTok. And then we'll see what happens from there. So my dad gets out the car and he does this move. He does the fight skip. Okay? Think about it. Remember back in those high school fights, the motherfucker that did this right here? Oh, they're winning the fight. You can't do the fight skip and not win the fight. My dad, a big dude, he light on his feet. I said, oh shit, daddy finna whoop this nigga ass. I pulled the phone out. My dad goes knocking on this man's window. They get into it. Dad gets knocked on his ass. I'm looking, because as a black person, I'm looking at the man who used to whoop my ass as a kid, just got his ass whooped. I'm like, I could have been whooping this nigga ass. I feel cheated. So then the dude sees me in the car, and he's like, what's up? He thinks I'm his son or some shit. So he starts walking towards the car. I didn't know what to do. I just stuck my titties out. I was like, Dad, oh my God, Dad. Dad. Got a tampon on right now. My dad got back in the car. I tried to lighten the mood a little bit. I was like, man, Dad, all that Black Panther training must have went out the window, huh? You forgot about that? He looked at me, he was like, Cleo, let me tell you about that. I was like, wait a second, nigga. What you mean? Because listen, I grew up around a lot of white people, so Black History Month, I was doing all the oral reports. And I used to brag on this man. I used to be like, oh, Martin Luther King is cool, nigga, but my daddy didn't turn no cheeks, you know? I used to brag. He was like, about that Black Panther stuff. When I left North Carolina and came to Oakland, I didn't realize, but them niggas really had guns. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I just support from a distance. I was like, what, are you a sports bra? What do you mean you support from a distance? He's like, I donate. I'm like, nigga, I've been bragging on you for 20 plus years and you out here handing out pamphlets, man, fuck you. You deserve to get your ass beat. My name is Kalia McNeil. You guys have a wonderful night. Give it up for your host and everybody else you see tonight. Thank you.
Kalia McNeil, everybody. Kalia McNeil. One more time for Kalia McNeil. He stopped. And let's keep this applause going, everybody. All the way from Oakland, California. Keep going, keep going. For Daoud, name your everybody, Daoud.
Montreal, how y'all doing? Good. I like this, man. This is a good comedy festival. I like music festivals more. I go to Coachella every year. It's kind of like this, but with more Molly. It's pretty cool. But I felt, I was 31 when I went to Coachella this year, and I felt like the old guy there, and I was uncomfortable talking to people, right? Like, I don't know anybody's age. I was kind of like weirded out. And my boy comes up to me and goes, hey, man, if you don't know anybody's age, ask them if they remember 9/11. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, because if they remember 9/11, they're old enough to drink. You're not being a creep. You can have a conversation with them. It's perfectly fine. And I'm like, that's actually really good advice. Except for, like, this isn't the face. of a guy who can just go up to some chick in a crowded area and be like, hey, do you remember 9/11? Like, that's... She'd be terrified, you know? She'd probably never forget. Okay, let's. I get it. I look a little weird. I'm blonde. That throws people off. It upsets people. I started dyeing my hair blonde after COVID, though. Do you know how dope it was to be blonde during COVID? I was just walking around like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm white. Muslim, run away. It was great. Just, I'm going to get you. Blended in, it felt good. I don't know, man, weird stuff happens to me. It makes me self-conscious. I was doing a show a little while ago. I was hanging outside the comedy club, smoking, minding my own business. This drunk guy walks up to me and goes, are you Uber? I didn't even have a car with me. I was like, what? Like, no, sir, I'm a person. What are you talking about? He was like, I have money. I'm like, well, hop on my back. Where are we going? Let's figure this out together. Here's a headphone. I'll choose the music. Okay. It's more like a lift. I know, whatever. Let's move on. Heads up, I'm going to talk a lot about race in my act. So it makes people uncomfortable. I get it. It's a weird time for race, right? It's like everything's racist. Nothing's racist. People are picking sides and stuff. Like growing up, a whole bunch of kids in my neighborhood, they got red spray paint. And they spray painted all over my famous garage that said, fuck you, raghead, and a 6 and a 9. And my family's like, oh my God, this is a terrible neighborhood. These kids are racist. We have to move. What my family didn't know was that raghead 69 was my Xbox username. Gosh. Just really good at Call of Duty. I'll tell you guys, follow me on Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. I'm surprised I did that, though. These are kids I grew up with, you know, kids in my neighborhood. Why would White Power 420 do that to me? I didn't expect that. We were in the same clan. Okay, let's move on. This is fun, man. There's a lot of young people. Make some noise if you're Gen Z. 97 and up, make some noise. Let's go. Wow, okay, that's surprising. Are you depressed? Yeah? I know two things about Gen Z. Let me know if this is accurate of your peers, right? One, they're depressed, we've established that. Two, they hate the government. A little bit? That's more of an American thing. But they do, right? All of them. They're suicidal, and they hate America. And I'm like, you know what? This is the perfect generation to introduce them to Islam. Do you know something like that? Oh. How we doing? You okay? A little bit? All right. Relax. Calm down. I'm not trying to convert anybody to the one true religion. You're safe. Don't worry. Okay? Unless you're interested, talk to me after the show. We have a great life insurance policy. It is wonderful to die for. I do like Gen Z, though. My little cousin, he's like 18 or 19. I'm trying to relate to him more. Started talking to him about dating. I was like, hey, bro, you dating anybody? He goes, nope, never had a girlfriend. I'm like, why not, buddy? He goes, well, I go to a predominantly white school, and I'm the only brown kid there. And because of European beauty standards, because my skin is darker, my hair is wavy, none of the girls are really into me. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, buddy. He goes, yeah, but the good news is I'm going to a super diverse college next year with a lot of brown people. And I'm like, that is awesome. You are gonna find out that you're just ugly. It has nothing to do with beauty standards. Come on, guy. Like star lifting weights or grow beard. Those are your options. I chose beard. Weights are heavy. Fuck that shit. I'm not doing it. I do make a lot of jokes about being Muslim and Middle Eastern. You know, my family's originally from Afghanistan. That bums a lot of people out. And yeah, sorry to damper the mood. But like, a lot of people ask me, like, Dawood, what's it like to live in America and be from Afghanistan? Like, it's a very unique feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's a very unique feeling to live in a country that used to bomb the country you're from, right? It's very unique. Only Afghans know what it's like, you know? And people from like Iraq and Syria, but like nobody else knows, you know? And like Pakistan and Palestine, but like nobody else. And like Libya and, you know, Sudan and Somalia and Korea, Vietnam. There's like 50 more countries. I don't have time to say all of them. I should wrap up there because that's like a really good point. But I'm gonna do one more. Do you guys want something silly or something messed up? Okay, all right. I've been learning a lot of different things. I learned this the other day. I found out that women cops shoot significantly less people than their male counterparts. That's fucking crazy, right? That they think they deserve to get paid the same. Like that. They should get paid more. They should get paid more. Let me finish the joke. Relax. Calm down. I'm not a misogynist. I know that joke is terrible. You know, I consider myself a feminist, if anything. I don't have a joke for this part. I just don't think I'm a bad person before I leave. Since COVID, all my stimulus checks were actually donated to foundations that helped women. So thank you. Yeah. It's called OnlyFans. It's pretty dope. You guys should check it out. Thank you guys so much. My name's Dawood. Shab Khush.
Dawood Namyar, everybody. Dawood, one more time. You guys are great. Let's keep it going all the way from Philly. Give it up. Make it loud for Benny Feldman, everybody. Benny!
Yo, what's up? Hey, I happen to have Tourette's, so if I shake and curse during the set, don't worry about it. I'm all right. Fucking. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right, fucking. Witches always brew potions in those huge cauldrons. That's too much potion. You're trying to tell me that's a love potion? What are they, Mormon? Whales have a heart the size of a small car. Imagine if they learned the true meaning of Christmas.
Piece of shit. Shit, fucking.
The other day, I was reading a novel on the subway, and I accidentally said out loud, "Oh damn, this caterpillar is so hungry."
Shit, fucking.
Every 17 years, we have one of those summers where there's millions of cicadas. Why is that the only bug that does that? Imagine if we had a summer where there were millions of leaf bugs. I'd be like, what is this, autumn?
Shit, fucking. Piece of shit. Shit, fucking. Fucking, bitch.
I'm my own heckler. What's up?
Shit, fucking.
I love going to a butterfly pavilion, but I don't live near one, so I just go to any park and I hang out in the wasp gazebo.
Shit, fucking motherfucker, piece of shit.
Apparently, gargoyles were less about warding off evil spirits and were more about roof irrigation, at least according to this one-eyed jet black raven I was talking to.
Shit, motherfucker.
If you're a squirrel who lives underwater and your best friend is a sponge, you might be a redneck.
Shit, fucking. Wu-Tang, fucking. Shit, fucking. Merda. Fucking, okay.
If a movie world has an ancient tree of wisdom, that means it must also have young trees that are dumb as shit. Just giving terrible advice, like, I think the evil wizard's kind of hot. I'm working on some new tics, actually. Thank you. Trouble with that joke is that my finger's wet.
Shit, fucking. Shit.
Yeah, what if one of my tics is doing sick-ass tricks on a skateboard? It's like walking down the street. Sometimes when I'm having sex, I'll have the exact tick that's what I'm doing at that moment. Like, I'll be like, fuck, or fuck ass, or shit, or nurse patient roleplay ASMR. I'm buffering. Hold up, fuck.
Shit, fucking.
I had an angel on my left shoulder telling me to do good. I had a devil on my right shoulder telling me to do bad. I had a rat on my head teach me how to cook. If you caught up,
shit, bitch.
Talking out of that. Fucking. If you cut off a chicken's head, it can still walk around for a few minutes before dying. If you cut off a chicken's legs, it cannot.
Shit, motherfucker. Piece of shit.
I saw a dog kill a mouse the other day. I was like, good. Cut out the middleman.
Piece of shit. Shit.
They should have commercials for oatmeal like they do for cereal, with like a wacky cartoon Quaker.
Shit.
And the kids keep trying to take it from him, but he can't fight back for religious reasons. Binoculars are VR of over there. Or Facebook Meta. Anyway. Growing up, I had two Lego figurines of Harry Potter, but you can't have two of the same guy. So I pretend one of them was Daniel Radcliffe. That's true, I'd make him kiss. J.K. Rowling's not the only one doing queer revisions of Harry Potter. Piece of shit. Fucking shit, motherfucker. That's what I think of her. Shit, I went on a date recently, and the girl said, did you know that Emily Dickinson only became famous after she died? I said, oh, word? That's the same for dinosaurs. Thank you very much.
Benny Feldman. Fingers still wet. What a way to get COVID all the way. Let's start clapping right now before I riff more. All the way from Ohio, let's make it loud. A lot of noise, a lot of energy to Victoria Vincent. Everybody, Victoria!
Oh my God. How are we doing, Montreal? All right, that's fair. Oh my God, you guys, I'm really excited to be here. I know it's an honor to be here, and that's great, but I found out this morning that one of my friends is getting to judge the pie contest at the Ohio State Fair, so really she's winning, and I'm just here, okay? I work a lot. Who works like crazy out here? Okay, well, that's fair. You work in this scene, so you're probably not working too hard. I work a lot, and my boss, he pulled me aside the other day. He's like, hey, you've been late a lot lately. What's going on? I was like, oh my God, that's so unprofessional of me. I hate it here. I work in medicine. Does anyone here work in medicine? Yeah, that's fair. They're out doing real things. I do work in medicine. If I could write a book about working in medicine, it'd just be called Why Is It Wet Here? I work in radiation therapy. I inject people with radiation for fun and because it turns me on. But the reason I like working in hospitals, and the reason I like working in hospitals is because there's lots of empty rooms. Stay with me. And the only thing I don't like is I don't know the way that TV portrays empty rooms. They make it seem like everyone is in there fucking. No one's in there fucking. We're all just farting, okay? We're all just farting. To keep going on that, I think my coworkers think I have IBS, but I just like to sit in the bathroom and play Diner Dash and figure out how I got here. My boss, I hate my boss, he hates me too. It's fine, it's mutual. He pulled me into his office the other day and he's like, he was staring at me and then I was staring at him. And then he was staring at me and then I was staring at him. And then he said, you have to stop telling patients how much you hate Jared Leto. To which I said, what if it's important to their care? Okay, we don't know what cures cancer. I'm not good at life. I think you guys are picking up on that. I go to therapy, but mostly because my therapist's office has these pens that I like, and I can't get them unless I go. It's like a prize for mental illness. But no, I'm not good at life. I know I'm not good at life, and the reason I'm not good at life is because I'm a rich kid, and that surprises people because you guys are racist. But I am a rich kid. Let me tell you something. You can be black and privileged and still amount to nothing. In my defense, I didn't know as a rich kid. I think my dad is the only surgeon who exclusively shops at Duluth Trading Company. He looks like he's been fishing for 70 years. My parents are both successful, a bit too successful for my taste. My whole family's successful. My aunt and uncles are all doctors. My cousin's a doctor with a TV show. My other cousin's a NASA scientist. And I do comedy one night a week for $20. No. Thank you. This is all for them. This is just proving my high school teacher wrong, okay? That's why I'm here. It's hard. Yeah, my parents are successful, and I know I'm not successful because successful people don't spend the amount of time that I spend at 7-Eleven. But I did. I grew up with a rich kid, and I grew up with other black rich kids. We were like the X-Men. Except our only weaknesses were like microaggressions in our hair. I did have a lot of white friends, not for any particular reason. You guys are just always around. Okay, statistically, look at this room. I think my friends thought they were getting a cool black friend, but I was like, buckle up, baby. Because I used to read and write good Charlotte fan fiction. Thank you so much. Until the healthy age of 27. Okay? I don't know if people don't respect me because I'm fat or because I'm black or because my email address is simpleplanlover157. That's right, baby. No, I am, like I said, in therapy, and I actually go to group therapy. And on the first day of group therapy, I knew I needed to be there because the people I related to most were the middle-aged white man and the middle-aged white woman. And I was like, yeah, we need to figure this out. Here's the thing about me. Who dated during the pandemic? Oh, you're all just happy and in love. Oh, fuck you. I dated during the pandemic, and I only dated because I don't know if you, here's the thing, I don't know if you guys know this, but Pornhub and Grubhub are not the same thing, but I use them a lot and generally at the same time. It's what I like to call talent, baby. I was in food therapy during the pandemic, and food therapy, I do that because I'm trying to lose weight, and I don't trust my food therapist, okay? One, he's skinny. That's a red flag right there. Okay, because, and he's not like Jenny Craig or Weight Watcher skinny, he's born this way skinny, and which doesn't work for me, because if you haven't eaten a rotisserie chicken over a sink, we are not in the same place, baby. The second reason I don't trust him is because he asks really stupid questions, okay? One of the questions he asked me was, can you go 8 hours without eating? And I was like, do you mean sleeping? I'm gonna get out of here on this. I'm not a very confident person, but I realized I'm a more confident person than I thought I was because I went through TSA with 3 containers full of ribs. I know what you guys are thinking. And so the TSA agent, he throws my bag down in front of me, he's like, open it. And I'm like, great, role play. So I rip the bag open, he's like, what's in this first container? And I was like, ribs. He's like, what's in the second container? And I was like, ribs again. He's like, what's in the third one? I was like, I think you know. But it's ribs. Thank you guys so much, Chef and Victoria Vincent.
Victoria Vincent. Let's keep this very nice Canadian applause going all the way from New York City. Give it up for Brendan Sagalow, everybody. Brendan!
Hello, bonjour. What's up, Montreal? How are you guys? Good? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. You guys are like French, but this is Canada. The Queen is on your money. You don't know what the fuck's going on either. I like it, it keeps me on my toes. I've lived in New York City for 11 years. What a nightmare. You're not supposed to live like that. You're not supposed to like walk out of your house and just see someone licking a brick at 11 in the morning. I once saw a guy sneeze and make no sneeze face, and I can't stop thinking about it. You ever see that before? I was looking at this guy, he was like, oh my God. Jesus Christ. How busy do you have to be? How busy of a New Yorker do you have to be where you've cut out sneezing? It's like, we gotta get to the Lion King. I missed the train. I don't even understand how people have kids there. My friends have kids and they're like raising them in one bedroom apartments. I'm like, isn't it hard to have a sex life? You know what I mean? My parents were terrible at it. My parents were awful at hiding their sex life. And I grew up in the suburbs. One time I opened up a drawer and just an on dildo
was like just going up. I didn't even go into their room. The drawer came into my room.
Nah, that didn't happen. My parents are good people. My mom's crazy. She just installed this like novelty doorbell, this like musical doorbell into her house. It's one of those doorbells that's it goes ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong. And she has such a shitty house, it like doesn't make sense. I'm like, Mom, your doorbell should match your house. Like, she should have, what her doorbell should be is just a woman who smoked Newport cigarettes for 25 years, just coughing, just, that should be the. That should be the, what? It like yells at you. I'm pretty terrible at dating, obviously. This is like the shit I talk about when I'm dating someone. I'm so bad. One time I was having sex with a woman and she said, I love how deep inside of me you are. And I said, like, same or whatever. I don't even know what I... That's insane. I'm such a coward. It's like crazy. I could do this, but it's like when it comes to dating, I'm one of those guys when you're on a date with somebody that like I'll ask a woman to kiss her during the first kiss. You know what I mean? Like if we're like standing there and I'll be like, can I? Sorry, may I? Kiss you. And every woman has the same reaction. They're all like, fine, sure. It's just so embarrassing. Have you ever gone in for a kiss and you get rejected? How embarrassing is that? When you're like going in and they're like, oh, yeah. And you're here, so you can't lie. You know what I do now? I keep a quarter in my hand, so when I go in for a kiss and she goes, whoa, what are you doing? I go, magic, and then I fucking move away. I throw a little smoke bomb down. Sneak away like the Grinch. I didn't even know I could do that. Yeah, that's a one-way ticket to the friend zone, to just be a coward, because you like hold in how you like somebody for like years. You gotta just make your intentions clear. I've been friend-zoned so many times, high school, college. Women do this thing that is so funny when you friend-zone a guy. When you know a guy likes you, but you don't like us, you will like call us dude and bro. You'll like put that into sentences. And like, if we're really not getting it, bestie or like BFF. But it's like, that doesn't work. I still have a crush on you. I've had girls do that in college all the time. They're like, are you going to the bar tomorrow, dude? I'll see you there, bud. And I'm like, I'm still in love with you, my guy. This isn't working, old buddy, old pal. Chief. So funny, man. I notice that shit all the time. All the time. I always see through those little polite lies. Like, have you ever been having sex with someone and they go like, come for me? It's like, I know what that means. That means speed this up. Come already is what that means. Come for me does not mean come for me. Come for me means come for Christ's sake. That's what that means. Next time someone goes come for me, I'm gonna go, this is for you, muchacho! This is fun. I haven't had a drink for a while, too. I haven't had a drink almost 2 years, and, thanks. And, oh, wow. Remind me never to do that again. You know what I miss about drinking? This is really what I miss about drinking. Doing cocaine. It's just gone. I lost it in the divorce. How fun is cocaine? It's the best, right? Isn't it the best? Couple people. It's like the only time you're in a singles bathroom and like with another person and you're like, this is awesome. I like cocaine. Weed is my thing, though. I still get high. I still like to smoke weed. I like weed because you can just be high everywhere. Can't really do that with coke. Can't really do that with booze. If you're good at weed, you can just be high everywhere. Like, I used to get up in the morning and I would smoke a blunt, and then I would go, like, to the nursing home and visit my grandma. And you really can't do that on coke. That'd be crazy. Absolutely nuts to be like, "Grandma, you got ideas?" But weed is perfect. She's got dementia, I'm high, we're both like, you know. What's our names again? I also like weed because, I don't know, I like homeostasis. I have terrible thoughts, you know? I'm just like always thinking bad shit. And then I smoke weed and the thoughts aren't really that bad anymore. Like, the other day I had this thought, I went, "I wonder what day I'm gonna die on." And then I smoked a joint and I was like, "I hope it's a Friday." Yeah, this is a lot of fun. Trying to lose weight. Weed's gotta go because I'm like eating burgers at 3 a.m. I wanna lose weight so bad. I have sleep apnea. Had to get like, I went to a sleep thingy and doctor. Sleep thingy. And we did a sleep study and I have sleep apnea, so I have to wear one of those masks, which is insane. And I don't want to do that because I want kids one day. You can't have kids in a CPAP. Could you imagine being a little kid and having a nightmare and then running to your parents' bedroom? And you're like, "Guys, I had a scary dream. Can I?" And they're like, "Sleep between us." My kid's like, "I'm just gonna deal with the nightmares, I think." All right, thank you guys. Have a good night. Thank you. Stagalo, everybody. Brendan Stagalo. Yes. I've never done
cocaine. I don't do drugs. I'm one of those, you didn't have to. I'm one of those people, you didn't for his sobriety. Okay, let's start clapping right now, all the way from Georgia. Make a lot of noise, everybody. Canada, let's go. For KC Shornima, everybody. KC!
I'm doing great too. I just came out to my coworkers. Thanks. As Asian, I had to, because since the pandemic started, I've been living as a Hispanic woman, you know? Everyone was like, "The Asian virus." I was like, I, you know? Okay, last thing. I am Asian. I date a white guy. You guys knew that because you've seen porn before. I do. I fight with my boyfriend a lot. We fight because he says dumb shit to me, all right? Like the other day, he looked at me and he said, "You are so beautiful. Has anyone ever told you that?" I was like, "I'm 27 years old. Why would no one ever have told me that? What do you think, you're some quirky guy who likes an ugly bitch, dude? Like, you think I've never been added on Facebook by an older Indian man?" I like drinking. My favorite thing to do when I've been drinking is I like going out to bars and talking shit to guys at the bar, you know? Because, like, the worst thing that's gonna happen to me is my boyfriend gets his ass kicked in the parking lot. And it's a win-win, you know? Because you can't hit a woman, you know? In public. All right. No, no. I'm from Nepal. I grew up in Nepal. I went to an all-girl Catholic boarding school in Nepal for 7 years, which is a school full of Hindu children and super Catholic nuns. And the nuns would always be like, all right, Jesus wants you to act like this. And we were all like, who the fuck is Jesus? I thought he was the principal for like 7 years. I was like, that guy's mad at us, you know? I don't know. I do need to stop drinking though, because I am a bitch when I've been drinking. Like the other night I was drunk and I met this girl and I introduced myself. I was like, hey, I'm Casey. And she goes, we've met before. So she's also a bitch. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I guess I forgot, I'm sorry. And she said, it's fine. It's probably because I've lost some weight since I last saw you. And I was drunk, so I said, what are you talking about? You're still fat. It's okay. It's okay. She beat the fuck out of my boyfriend in the parking lot. She got him, you know? I live in Austin now, which is a cool town. It's a very progressive city. I think things are getting maybe too progressive, all right? Clap if you think things are getting too progressive. All the white men are like, I'm gonna clap in my car later. No, I think things are getting too progressive because I realized this because I got in trouble the other day for using the word homeless. This guy was like, you can't say that anymore. You have to say people without housing. I was like, dude, I don't think their problem is marketing. It's not like I called him a house retard. You know what I mean? I said I didn't. Homeless is a real word, you know? The annoying thing is I love homeless people, all right? I think homeless people can get away with things that a guy with a mortgage could never fucking pull off, you know? Like, I was outside this bar one time, I had a cigarette, I didn't have a lighter, and this homeless guy came up to me, and he said, a pretty girl never has to light her own cigarette. And he lit my cigarette, and he lit my friend's cigarette, and then he didn't light my other friend's cigarette and just left. It was so good. It was so great, you know? She quit smoking. It was incredible. I do like smoking cigarettes. I like smoking cigarettes, and people who don't smoke don't get it. Like, my friends who don't smoke are always like, is it worth it? Is smoking worth it? Let me tell you how worth it smoking is, okay? Some women smoke when they're pregnant. That's how worth it smoking is, you know? It's worth it to choke your baby, you know, just a little till the baby climaxes. Who knows what I'm talking about? All right. It's worth it. I smoked when I was pregnant. Everything turned out fine. I got an abortion. And look, if you didn't like that joke, it was a gay baby. Do you like it now? Now I live in Texas, and I have to tell people in Texas all the time that it was a legal abortion, even in Texas. The baby was on my property, so I shot him. Is that what they want? I don't know, you know? This is a good time to tell you, I'm a teacher. Don't send your kids to public school. No, I'm a teacher. I teach at a middle school, and I teach at one of these middle schools that's attached to a high school. And I was on bus duty recently, and this kid from the high school walked up to me, and he says, damn, you're looking good today. And I was like, dude, I'm a teacher. And he said, you're not my teacher. So I fucked him. I thought he made a great point, you know? No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I am not a teacher anymore. Thank you guys so much, Jeff and Casey.
That's Casey Shornima. I'm gonna do some break dancing. I'm just kidding. Are you guys ready for your next comic? All the way from Chicago, let's make it really loud, everybody, for Adam Gilbert, everybody. Adam Gilbert!
Hey, hey, hey! Oh my God, keep it going for everybody you saw tonight. Yeah! All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's get one thing out of the way. This is what my voice sounds like. I have the voice of a tattletale. My first words were, "It was him, officer! Get him, get him!" I'm gonna get in the squad car too. We have a lot to talk about. Don't even think about speeding. I've got "see something, say something" tattooed on my chest. I kinda wanna witness some crime. I wanna see a murder. I think I'd have a gas in the bushes with my little binoculars. "I see you." "Two have entered, one remains." Yeah. I think I'd have a real gas as a character witness. Like, the prosecution calls Little Stinker to the stand. "I know something I don't know." "Sir, can you put the lollipop down?" Folks, I think we can all agree, all right? I think we can all agree. Murder has got to be the spookiest way to kill a guy. Because manslaughter, that's a whoopsie. We should all get two, you know? "Your Honor, are we gonna put my client away for a simple oopsie daisy? Just don't let him work at Sky Zone anymore. Being a hibachi chef is not easy. I'd like to see your safe onion volcano." And homicide, we all get fussy. Do you ever just wanna get him? But murder, you gotta cancel plans. Yeah, I'm busy. You gotta put it in your Google Calendar. "Hang out with Greg," knife emoji. You gotta study his habits. I don't know anybody's habits. I don't know my own habits. You know how you find out your habits? You date a woman. She will just tell you your habits all the time. Like it's a fun game. Be like, "You raise your voice when you're confused." I'm like, "What do you mean?" You know? Pretty quiet about my politics. Like, I hate guns, but I don't need people knowing they could break into my house. All day long, you see me outside my building, I'm putting Punisher stickers on my mailbox, dude. "Is that your Bernie 2020 sign outside?" "No! My sign's the one that says, 'We don't call police, they call me.'" It's got a picture of a minion smoking a cigarette. It's perfect. I think the minions aren't there in those movies for the kids. I think they're there for the old people. I think the kids are watching it for the colors and the story, and the old person sitting next to him is just like, "I want to get a picture of that Twinkie with eyes." And have some text next to him that says, "You better not mess with my family, because I'm the good kind of loyal, but the bad kind of crazy." Post that on my grandson's Facebook page with no context. "Happy birthday, Dylan. I would kill for you. Banana." Hell yeah, dude. We're cooking with gas. Let's go. I had to quit drinking. I got too good at it. Dude, it wasn't fair to the other players. Everybody be like, "It's 9 o'clock, I'm feeling a little loose." It's 9 o'clock and I just told the bouncer a couple secrets. We need to leave. Give me a kiss. They had to retire my jersey, dude. It was covered in pee. People like to ask you, like, what are you getting into now that you're not boozing? I don't know how to tell people. I've just been smoking weed and running around. Yeah, I'm getting really into scurrying. You'll never catch me. I like to get really high and read a book. Just spend 5 minutes on a single page. And then go, wait a minute, this was published by just some random house? Honey, you're doing it again. And then, I'll tell you guys probably the worst thing I ever did on the old boozing. I got a little too into the old cocaine. It turned me into a schnauzer with a great idea, you know? It's an app and it makes apps, you know? And I took some of this wonderful powder before a show I was on, before I found out it was canceled. But I'd already had my power up. And there were people at their tables. So Papa put on some dinner theater. I went table to table and worked out some new stuff. You know, I was just like, oh, hey there. People shouldn't throw stones at glass houses. I sure would hate to be the realtor for glass houses. She must sleep with a gun in her mouth. I'll be right back, you know? How many windows does it have? The whole house is a window. You guys have been a lot of fun. Good night.
Adam Gilbert, everyone. Adam Gilbert. We are all right. You made it to the last one. Keep that applause going for your final comedian from New York. Give it up for Caitlin Palufo.
Hi, Montreal. How are we doing tonight? We're good, yeah? Amazing. I'm doing pretty good. I had a good year. Yeah, I have a boyfriend despite this outfit. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I know, I look like I could build you a porch, I understand, okay? And that's fine, because I built two porches, all right? I'm very practical, all right? That's my body type. That's me. It feels good. I like it. I never understood why men like tiny little women, you know? I mean, sure, they look great, but what are they going to do on moving day, okay? With, oh, I got the throw pillows, ah, you know? No, you should want someone like me, yeah. Someone who can strap a fridge to her back, all right? Yeah, those girls get dick. I earn dick, okay? Yeah. It's just like a different vibe, you know? But I will say, my boyfriend, he's very small, okay? My boyfriend, he's a tiny man. I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, but I like him small. Oh, yeah. Your last comic? No, 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 no. Okay? You better hide, Adam. I do. I've always liked tiny guys. I always have. Oh, my God. I think you ladies are crazy. Half of y'all are on the dating apps being like, I want a guy who's 6 feet and taller. That's batshit. Don't do that. No. Get yourself a short guy. Get yourself a fight you can win. I know. Sorry to get a little dark, but we've all listened to a true crime podcast, haven't we, huh? Yeah, the call's coming from inside the house. My boyfriend's 5'5". If he wants to kill me, he has to use poison. He's not a planner. I'm gonna live, you know? He is small. This is actually fun. He actually just asked me to marry him, and I said, yes! Oh, thank you. Yes, look at it. Look at this ring. Look at it. Yes, it's so small. It is. It's very small, but I get it. He had to get something he could carry. So, we got that. That's good. Apparently, I'm supposed to call him my fiancé. I'm not going to do that. I'm wearing camo. Fiancé. Also, I can't spell it, so we're not going to do that, all right? We live together, so I call him my partner. That's what I call him. He's my partner, and he hates it, okay? He hates it, because I'm this. I'm a tough-looking lady, all right? And he is a small, effeminate man. So inevitably, someone just gets a little too woke, you know? And I'm like, over there, that's my partner, Steve. And someone will be like, oh, are they happy, huh? How are they doing? And I'm like, they're great. They're doing great, yeah? And he's just in the corner like, tell him I'm a boy. And I'm like, eh? No, no. A true ally wouldn't care. Come on. Not gonna marry a bigot. Let's go. He's younger than me too, which I love. I love a young guy. Yes, give me a 21-year-old. They still think my drinking habit's fun, you know? Thank you, the alcoholics over here. I see ya. I know, I love drinking. Honestly, I thought the pandemic was gonna be a party. I thought it was gonna be me and my young ass boyfriend getting hammered every night. Yeah, but it turns out he's not a big drinker. I know, and I could tell early on when I saw him take NyQuil from the cap, so. I was like, we are different people, okay? I use a straw. Who measures their medicine? What a dork. He's sweet though. He's in his 20s and I just got to my 30s, which is great. Sexually speaking, as a woman, being in your 30s is the best, okay? Because you know your body, you know what you like in the bedroom, and you have the confidence to tell a man what you want in the bedroom. It's great. Because when we're in our 20s, ladies, we're very nice, right? We're like, ah, he made me laugh. I'll give him 5 more tries. Ah. Not me. No, 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 no. I'm like, you better grab the vibrator and loosen up those elbows. Mama's coming. Yeah, she didn't get naked for nothing. Let's go, funny boy, all right? Because I'm not coming anymore, okay? That's not my truth. It's not my journey. My vagina's making up for the wage gap. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Men don't realize how nice we are. We're very nice and patient to you people. Do you realize that? Do you realize when we sleep with you for the first time, most of us do not expect to finish? Yeah, we're fucking you based on potential. We're laying there like a basketball coach at a tryout. We're like, sure, he's got the natural talent, but is he coachable? I need a team player who can take directions. Because that's what we do, we train a man, right? Yeah, we pick a nice boy and then we train him to do everything we want in the bedroom. You guys don't even realize it's happening. We're just moaning in strategic places. Yeah, you guys are like, I'm crushing puss. You're taking notes, motherfucker. Yeah, this is a learning game. We have to train these boys, of course we do. Half the men in this room still think this is where the clitoris is. It's not here, all right? Our eyes aren't rolling back in ecstasy. We're dying, okay? But honestly, I don't blame guys. I don't blame them, okay? Sex ed in America is very bad, all right? If you're lucky in sex ed, you're taught how to put a condom on a banana. It's like, great, how about you teach us how to convince a banana to wear a condom? That's the hardest part of the whole thing. Honestly, women, we don't get enough credit when it comes to sex, right? Society thinks we're just laying there getting fucked. That's not what's happening. I think we're doing a lot more. I think we're doing stuff we don't even realize we're doing. I think we're learning and teaching each other new sex moves using the men that we train. We're networking. Yeah, because what do? We get a nice boy, we train him, give him all of our moves, all of our skills, and then if it doesn't work out, we just release him back into the ocean for another woman to catch. I got with my boyfriend right after he got out of a long-term relationship, so all of his sex moves were exactly what his ex taught him to do. So when he went down on me, I just learned a lot about Lisa. I was like, damn, Lisa, 3 fingers. Fuck, okay, wow. Holy hell, you are a girthy bitch, Lisa. Goddamn. That is impressive, okay? Because I'm just 2 fingers only, right here. Boop, boop. I know, I know. It's wild. I look like I can handle a fist, but no thank you, all right? Just right here, little Miss Scout's Honor. That's me. Nom, 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 nom. All right, right there. Boop, boop. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. I may have this voice, but I still got a tight little pussy, all right? Yeah, that's right. I'm crushing coal into diamonds down here, bitches. Yeah. You better believe it. I'm so tight, I made my own engagement ring. That's how good I am. Ha! I want a princess cut. Ha! Yeah. Does that get you going, huh? Make you all hot and bothered, sir, huh? You like that? That's okay, honey. It's okay. Men, if you get attracted to me, that's all right. Don't feel shame. Masturbating to me is a true feminist end. You guys have been great. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Caitlin Palufo, everybody. Caitlin. That was it, everybody. 2022, Just for Laughs, new faces. Thank you for being here. You are awesome. Good night.